Hey, good morning. This is C-SPAN. Welcome to the weekly roundtable call. And yes, that was bagpipe music being played. I felt like we had to keep up with the guys from 43 feet. They seem to have their audio engineer team on par right now. So, like I said, welcome to the weekly roundtable call. This week's guest is none other than F3 Disaster Ops and Borland. And so I'm sure you guys have been tracking. It seems like we have natural disaster after natural disaster, and the men of F3 Nation keep stepping up to make an impact in their communities, also in the communities around them. So Borland has stepped up to kind of cue the activities, and I'm going to get out of his way and let him do a quick intro on himself. But welcome to the roundtable, F3 Borland. The floor is yours.
Thank you, C-SPAN. Glad to be here. This is F3 Borland. You can reach me on Twitter at Borland_F3 or at Disaster Ops. You can reach me by email, Borland@F3Nation.com. Really appreciate the opportunity to be on with you guys this morning and tell you a little bit about my story and how we ended up here. I'll try and stay on track, but for the record, C-SPAN did give me carte blanche and said that that I would not be fired regardless of what I said. So I'm proud to be here and speaking from the heart about something that's dear to me and to a lot of people that I've met along the way. I started F3 back in August of 2016. I was the picture perfect sad clown. I have to give special thanks to Elliot and Quagmire for working extra hard to get me out. It took them weeks and weeks of asking and nagging and possibly insulting me to get me to post for the first time. But not only did they post with me the first time, but they came back week after week making sure that I was still there. And to those guys who I still know and am very close to, it's them that I'm here this morning giving the report. So to those guys,
hey,
thank you.
Yeah, we got to give a shout out to your region. So, which region do you normally call home?
So I hail from Raleigh, and I guess my Monday AO would be Sasquatch.
Gotcha. I was going to say, give those guys a good shout out because I'm sure they'll give you grief for everything you say on this call because that's the way this normally works. So get back out. I'll get out of your way.
I can't wait to see them Monday. F3 Sasquatch Mondays at Oakwood, Mordecai Historic House. Friday at the In Texas Pete started that, and Friday it'll come up later in the story, but just recently passed on to Buddy the Elf and Yoda. So, you know, kind of how we got here is I was at an intersection in my life where, you know, the doctor told me that I had a serious back issue and it was either get in shape or think about back surgery. And at age 35, that's not something I wanted to think about. So ultimately the headlock, pushed me towards F3 and it was, it was 6 months before I could even run again, and it took me 3 months before I could actually finish a workout. But that was also about 45 pounds ago, and you know, for me, it was a very slow process of being, you know, out of shape for years, both you know, physically and as well as mentally. But it wasn't until well into the second year that the mission statement for F3 really started to mean something to me. During my second year, it occurred to me that I needed to get out and meet as many people as possible. You know, this is an excellent organization, and so my second year, I committed to queuing as many AOs in Raleigh and the surrounding areas that I could find. And so I think I got 38 or 39 AOs where I was queuing in my second year. And it was, you know, going out and meeting all these guys, just, you know, huge high impact men that was probably, you know, one of the reasons that we're in, you know, here talking tonight. You know, along the way I was fortunate enough to meet Tolkien in that second year and get to know him through Speed for Neen, and a huge inspiration from him. We've got a Speed for Need race coming up here in Raleigh, not this weekend, but the following, November the 4th. So Tolkien was on that road as well, getting to know him, and also Half Pipe and Blackjack. I got waitlisted three times on the fifth dad's camp, and it was at that dad's camp where I realized what an impact F3 was having on my life as an individual, but also as a dad and husband. And so, you know, when we were wrapping up and packing up, I reached out to those guys and said, hey, let's bring this east. And so a year later, we had the first annual dad's camp in Eastern North Carolina. So as I moved through F3 and continued to meet people, it was probably dad's camp where I started to really reach out and meet of these guys from all over the place, and the network continued to grow, and just the type of men that I was meeting were just incredible. I mean, each time I thought I was, meeting an incredible guy, you know, I turn around and meet another one, and it's just, it was overwhelming seeing what these guys were doing in different regions, and it was contagious. Fast forward a little bit, and, you know, it was the connections that we made at dad's camp along the way that ended up, you know, this hurricane relief thing happens. Ashu out of Churum and Puerto Rico called me as Florence was passing through. I think it came through on a Thursday in Puerto Rico. He calls me on a Saturday and says he's driving down on Sunday with as much supplies as he can get, and he needed help, and he didn't know exactly what to do, but he called me and said, can you help me? I don't know what you can do. Just figure it out. And I didn't hear from him. That was Saturday. I didn't hear from him until about Wednesday of the following week. And so I was working with some guys from Churum, Timber, Skinner, Adolphus, Stop, Drop, and Roll, those guys. And, we worked together to figure out how to get supplies and raise some money and do everything we could for these guys down in Puerto Rico. And, you know, again, it was being in F3 and, doing the BRR and doing dad's camp and doing all these things where we go out and we meet these packs from the other region where, it really strikes a chord. And, you know, the F3 mission is, plant, serve, and grow, men's workouts. But it also says in order to invigorate male community leadership. And, you know, that leadership is contagious, especially when you start meeting guys all across the nation. So you know, there you've got BRR, you've got Dad's Camp, and then we get the call from OSU right after the hurricane happened. So we're loading up trucks, we're raising funds. And I think, the first week, it was tough. They didn't have cell service. There was no power for most of the week. And we really didn't know what was going on. Like I said, we were raising money and collecting goods. We had drop locations all over the triangle where folks were just bringing stuff to donate, food, water, construction supplies. I mean, they would bring, anything that we asked them to bring. And it was just the contagious network of F3 and people willing to support an organization of men that led to this. So, we've got all these drop sites for donations. We've got money being raised. I think when we started talking about raising money, I said, are we going to raise $1,000? And Ozzy says, no, just raise it $10,000. We'll be lucky to get to $10,000. Well, fast forward 2 weeks and we were pushing just over $50,000 in the amount of money that we raised just by being F3 and people knowing that we were doing exactly what we said we would do. So, the neat thing about Puerto Rico and Cape Fear during this hurricane is that it was two remarkably different experiences as far as the packs coming together. In Puerto Rico, they were, they didn't evacuate. The Puerto Ricans are, salty in nature, but also they don't leave for hurricanes, which is somewhat bizarre. But it worked out in this case because the first thing that they did in Puerto Rico is they started cutting themselves out of their houses, out of their driveways, and they all knew where each other lived. So what they did is they cut each other out of their houses and their neighborhoods, and then they drove around and they started cutting out their immediate family, And as Aju explains it, Jang and some of those other guys, Misty, they said that you know, by Sunday or Monday, they had established a mobile command unit at Sterling Marine. Sterling Marine's owned by F3 Bayliner. And, you know, Sterling Marine opened their doors, and they were not unharmed by this hurricane either. I mean, they had a significant amount of damage to boats and their property, and it didn't matter to them. They opened their doors and let us set up a mobile command unit. Those guys siphoned gasoline from the boats in their marina so that F3 guys could fill their trucks with gasoline from the marina, and F3 guys with chainsaws, hammers, and nails, and parts, and anything that we could get to them as far as supplies goes, so that they could go out and do good work and the Lord's work is really what it was. It was contagious. I mean, you know, they started out with you know, a couple of trucks on the first day, and I was fortunate enough to be able to get down there on about day six, and you know, there were almost there were hundreds of people by day six. They just came. You know, it was largely led by, you know, F3 FIA M's and the folks at Sterling Marine, but the organization of it was just amazing. And the fact that so many people that weren't even with it at F3 were there volunteering and helping out the community. They were, you know, all over the county in Carteret County helping folks. You know, I was able to drive down a 20-foot box truck full, just packed, absolutely slam full of supplies to bring down to these guys to distribute. I mean, by the time it got there, I'll never forget the folks at Sterling Marine opened the box truck, and there were just tears pouring out of Tiffany Mayo's eyes. It was one of the most remarkable things that I saw that week. But What an amazing experience watching those guys come together, and it just continued to grow. It was contagious, and you know, they were serving each other, they were serving their families, but they didn't stop there. I mean, they you know, F3 is a group of leaders, and you know, they're also business leaders, and so they were taking care of their employees. You know, when I got there, we were helping an employee of an F3 family member who had lost everything. And, you know, we talk about these concentric circles. You know, we start with the F3 circle and the family circle, and then, you know, these guys in Puerto Rico were way out in these, you know, outside circles of helping employees of, you know, F3 companies. And then by the end of this operation they had, they were helping folks that they'd never met before, because they'd set up a call center, and they were helping anybody that needed help. So truly, truly remarkable leadership and effort down there in Puerto Rico. Chang Lang is the Nantian down there. I had the opportunity to ride around with him while I was down there and get to spend some, you know, good quality time with him. He's a little salty on the outside, but I'll tell you what, that guy, you know, watching him, you know, interact with the folks that were hardest hit by this hurricane, it really struck a chord with him, and you know, that dynamite of F3 was certainly working in his life as many many other lives. Go ahead.
Hey, let me jump in. I got a couple comments there. So good, great recap, and then I'm just going to go over a couple of bullet points you made there. You know, this thing with F3 Dads Camp, I don't think anybody ever figured out that this would be like the best networking opportunity for all of us to go to. And Tolkien, Blackjack, and Half Pipe are all friends of the show, friends of the roundtable. So we agree that those are the kinds of guys that you meet, and then you they inspire you to go do other stuff. And so, good shout out to those guys. Next one was the that F3 FIA partnership and all the M's from the F3 guys that even the ones that don't do FIA. It's just such a good connection. You know, we talk about F3 invigorating male community leadership. We, you know, just a shout out to FIA and all the difference they're making, because a lot of the good work that we get credit for is also the ladies from FIA driving that. So I just want to make sure we got that covered. And then, you know, one of the common themes, and this happened in Colombia, and I think Colombia was really the first time F3 kind of was recognized for being probably the premier disaster response organization was, what men and women are looking for is leadership. And so when they go, people want to help, but they just, they call all these other organizations, and I'm not going to name anybody, but they call these other organizations, they don't know how to get involved, they don't know how to volunteer. You call F3, we'll put you to work. We know where the work is, and you know, I know the command center, what you're talking about, that Bayliner shop there, they knew what to do with people. And so I'll let you get back to your story, but three great bullet points I wanted to make sure we got covered there was, you know, we need to understand, as we're being leaders in our community, everybody's watching us, and also talk about the best way to EH somebody into F3 or FIA is to wait for there to be a disaster and then watch the way we act compared to the way the rest of the world acts. So I'll hand it back to you. Get back after it.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I want to talk about Cape Fear here in just a minute, but I can tell you one of the neatest things about what happened in Puerto Rico is that 3 weeks after the hurricane, FEMA sent four employees over to Fitch Lumber. Fitch Lumber was kind enough to open their doors to us. They're out of Carrboro, North Carolina. They opened their doors to us on a Sunday morning after the hurricane and let us buy whatever we needed to buy and pack trailers and trucks full of things, supplies and materials, and then let us order whatever we needed to, even though their store was closed. And so, you know, that, you know, the effort really started there at Fitch Lumber. Timber and Angry Elf, those guys, you know, they are some of the most humble and high impact men that I met during this experience. And you know, Angry Elf didn't even know that FEMA had come to Fitch Lumber 3 weeks after the hurricane. They came specifically to talk to Fitch Lumber about this organization called F3 and how we were able to mobilize labor and materials to a disaster area after a major hurricane, when, you know, interstates were down. And, you know, the network that we have, you know, we were able to, you know, talk to guys and figure out the roads we could take to get there. And, you know, Timber and Angry Up were able to open up their store. Not only did they open their store, they sold us goods, and then they collected goods for us to carry down there. So, you know, the fact that a government organization that took, you know, 10 days to mobilize down there in Puerto Rico, is coming asking us how we're doing it. And what it is, you know, you go straight back to Q-Source. I mean, you look at Q-Source and you look at Shield Lock. I mean, the reason why F3 works and why F3, you know, naturally has a disaster operations unit is because we take care of each other. We take care of the six. We lock arms. We're stronger together. We know we're stronger together, and we know that iron sharpens iron. It says in the Bible, it says it, you know, in all the hashtags that we have. And you know, I can't speak enough to the fact that it is leaders of the community that are making these things happen, and it's a more efficient way of making things happen, and that's why other organizations are taking note. But you know, in the same extent, you know, Puerto Rico knew at a certain point that, you know, they weren't experts and they weren't professionals, but, you know, by day seven, they knew exactly who to turn people to when a job was too big or a job was too complicated. They were working with, you know, One Harbor Church and the NC Baptist men. And when they couldn't help somebody that called in distress, they would help them figure out how to get in touch with these organizations that are professionals. Because, you know, at F3, it's not about, you know, us being professionals. It's about us being leaders and helping others and, you know, pointing people in the right direction when we can't help them. And also being safe about what we're doing. You know, wherever I go as part of disaster operations, we're always pushing, you know, safety first, because, you know, we want to make sure we can get back to our families and take care of them. So go ahead, C-SPAN. Give me a second to collect my thoughts.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I just, I think one of the other things is I you know, I appreciate that, you know, FEMA, I'm not going to have a big government discussion, but I'm glad people are starting to notice that we are different. I think, really, in Columbia that year, we proved that we could mobilize a lot faster than any of the other government agencies. The other one I'm appreciating is There are other organizations out there that are better, that do this full time, that have a lot more equipment, a lot more resources than we do currently. And it's good for us to be able to, I know we want to make a difference and fix everything for every single family that calls, you know, especially if it's an F3 family. But some of those jobs we need to defer and not take on more than we can accommodate with through our limited resources right now. So speaking of limited resources, I know you were going to start talking kind of about where we're going next. And so I'll hand it back to you. Give us some ideas we can help. Give us some ideas on what's next.
Yeah. So right now, there are two areas where we're actively working. And those are in Cape Fear and in Tallahassee. Cape Fear, the Nantan down there, Ugly Stick is leading that effort with Bonespur and LETC and a lot of other PACs that are doing a great job. Dino, who's opened up his office as a supply drop. So we've actually got an Amazon page where you can order supplies for Cape Fear, and they're being shipped directly to Dino's office. He's a pediatric dentist, and he is letting us use part of his building just to store supplies. That's a real him right there. And you know, not only do the Amazon page, we've got the GoFundMe page. I'm really thankful to have the full support of the leadership team in F3. I mean, they've have been absolutely invaluable in this experience. You know, connecting with folks I need to connect with. F3 T-Bone out of ENC, who did this in Hurricane Matthew, and you know, has been an absolute him. You know, I've mucked out houses with him everywhere from Puerto Rico to Leland, Kelly area. I mean, this guy's incredible and an absolute invaluable source of knowledge. He's the first one I wanted to connect with when I was tapped for this position, and he's been fantastic in helping me and encouraging me in this effort. You know, it's not about anything I've done. It's about the fact that I've just happened to surround myself with a bunch of F3 guys that are high impact men, and they know how to influence and make impact. And so, you know, if you guys are looking to help, be sure to reach out to me over email, Borland@f3nation.com. At Borland_F3 is personal Twitter, and then we've got at F3 Disaster Ops as the main national page. But we'd love to hear from guys that are looking to donate, whether it's anything from you know, we've had guys drop ship or LTL pallets of bug spray to all of our locations. You know, people just come out of the woodworks willing to give. You know, the F3 connection is so strong. You know, we've got a 20-foot box truck coming out of Chattanooga this weekend. It's going to be driven down to Tallahassee to help those guys. And, you know, it's all about connections and helping us connect the dots. And it's the local guys on the ground, like Iron Horse down in Tallahassee and Ugly Stick and Bonespur and in Cape Fear that are on the ground and they have the local knowledge about, you know, where things are needed. T-Bone last week also had a huge supply truck of school supplies that are being delivered hopefully down to Puerto Rico soon. And it just continues. You know, those Puerto Rico guys, they recently had a whole pallet full of Under Armour gear donated to a local school. You know, the school lost everything, all the uniforms, all the athletic equipment that they had during the storm. And these F3 guys in Puerto Rico recognized that and said, hey, you know, this is a fit for us. Let's figure out what they need. Let's get them as much of it as we can. And they worked with Under Armour and had this equipment donated at cost. Which is fantastic. Just another example of what's going on. You know, for me, one of the – go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, so they can – so somebody, F3 man, can reach out to you. They can you'll be able to direct if somebody just wants to help out, you'll be able to direct them there. If they want to provide supplies, you'll be able to direct them there. We have the Amazon page, and we also have the GoFundMe. Any other ways that people can help out right now, or any other needs besides those four?
Yeah, the you know, the request that's always there is labor. This weekend in Cape Fear, we've got a group coming down from Hampton Roads, F3 PAC's coming down from Hampton Roads, and then Burger Feet, who's been leading the efforts here in Raleigh and CarpEx on getting labor down to Cape Fear. Burger Feet's been invaluable. I mean, he has poured his whole heart into this situation where, you know, if you contacted me and said you wanted to volunteer in Cape Fear, I'd turn you on to Burger Feet. He's got the thumb on the pulse of where the next job is, what the need is. Last weekend, he worked with Hoffa, who owns Raleigh East Concrete, and coordinated getting us a flatbed trailer and a couple Georgia buggies so that we could muck out some houses. It's just really neat watching how this network comes together. And also just getting to know the lives of these guys that they're downrange. They're just like us. They're husbands, you know, their fathers, their sons, their brothers, and you know, in the midst of disaster, it's our duty to love on these folks and make sure that that we can support them however we can. So if you can't give money or you can't give supplies, if you can give your time, there's plenty of ways that you can volunteer your time and help these packs downrange continue to have influence in their community. It's not just about us being, you know, community leaders in our own community. It's about, you know, helping our brothers downrange doing that with them as well.
So, and I know probably the other one, I know we have some guys whose wallets are a little bit thicker than others, and they come to the end of the year and they're looking for charities to donate to. They can, if they donate to that GoFundMe, is that a tax-free contribution? Is that a charity contribution?
Yeah. So for the PACs that are looking to make large donations, we have arrangements in place with 501c3s that can make that tax deductible. Right now, the GoFundMe is not, but In the spur of the moment, that was the best thing that we had to work with. I've been working with Mutiny out of Charlotte, who's hopefully going to help me put together a more centralized and national effort as far as fundraising goes. You know, it's important that we raise money carefully and that we're also good stewards of what we're given. You know, the F3 brand is invaluable, and the fact that people I want to give and serve just because it's F3 is something that's very dear. And so to have the leadership from Union and those guys, you know, thinking ahead and looking what the future is going to be like for us. I mean, you know, Mutiny and Slaughter and Dark Helmet, they're talking about, you know, possibly having, you know, trailers all over the East Coast and the Panhandle at some point where the PACs can have access to respond as they need. You know, Cape Fear has had a dual axle trailer in Badass Black donated, and they've wrapped it in their F3 Cape Fear logo. Those guys have really done something else down there with that. And the best part about it is they have packed slam full that trailer full of donations from F3 guys and folks that know about the Amazon page. It's absolutely full of respirators and gloves and glasses and Sawzall blades and you know, shovels and all the things that they need. They've had generators donated. So if there are PACs out there looking to make you know, substantial tax deductible donations, there are avenues, and please be sure to send us a direct message on Twitter at F3 Disaster Ops, or you can send me an email directly at Borland@F3Nation.com.
Well, brother, we're getting on top of our time here, and I'm sure, like everybody else, we can tell this is where your passion is. This sounds like we found your D2X. If you haven't figured it out yet, we found your D2X. So it sounds like aligning the logistics with where the need is where we found your sweet spot. So I'll give you the last few comments. Any final things you want to send us off with this week?
I think for a couple thoughts. One, I need to thank my end for being so gracious to me. You know, I asked her last night, we were sitting in the kitchen. I asked her, you know, if it's all right if I flew down to Tallahassee this weekend to work with those guys, and she started crying and said, Absolutely. This is what you need to do. You need to go down there and see how you can help those guys. You're doing the Lord's work. And so to my wife, thank you for your endless support. And then, you know, also to my employee Warchild, who's been working with me for 8 months now. He's run all over the triangle and the triad, helping with these disaster relief efforts and dad camp efforts for that matter. So, a lot of thanks to a lot of folks that have helped make this possible. I certainly didn't do it by myself, and I don't deserve any credit. I just happened to hang out with some pretty impactful folks, and it just happened to be contagious. So, I'm ever thankful. And then, I'd also say that, F3, when F3 responds, we have to pause that. Just do a hard break. Okay.
Yeah, it's all right. We got a minute here. We don't even need to edit that out. You just take a second, collect your thoughts, and we'll hit it from there. Go ahead. I'm gonna give you a second, catch your breath. Let me give you a second, catch your breath.
Yeah.
For the guys listening to the call tonight, I'm not gonna edit this out because this is really what it's about. We're all sitting here thinking it's about first F and running across the parking lot. It's not about that. And we start thinking, well, it's about making these friends with the second F. And then all of a sudden we get our faith component fired up and we realize the dynamite really is the dynamite. And, every single time we've had a natural disaster, we've had people jumping in to help. It's been amazing to me personally just to watch the impact we have in each individual community. Realizing how deep F3 really runs in a community, and I'm sure that's what's got Borland choked up right now, is we all just need to understand this is, when you talk about invigorating male community leadership, this is the true side effect. All of a sudden you start caring about people and caring about making a difference. So I offered him the last word. I'm going to offer it to him again to see if he wants to close out, but otherwise I'll close this out. Borland, you ready?
Yeah. Thank you, C-SPAN. A couple thoughts. One, as Carter Rico closed down their mobile command unit, one of their guys, Mick, who owns a Chick-fil-A down there in Warren City and donated hundreds, if not thousands, of sandwiches during this whole thing, he got up and spoke that last night. They worked 7 days and they shut it down. They decided to have a meal together. They had a church service, and Mick got up and read from the second chapter of Acts, the Fellowship of Believers. And if you don't know what it says, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers, and all came upon the soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as they had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad, generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. F3 is contagious. The best thing that you can do is that you can love your brother, whether it's someone that's not in F3 or whether it is, these guys downrange. Like I said, they're husbands, fathers, brothers, and sons, just like all of us. They're affected by these storms in many ways. They're trying to run their businesses and take care of their families. Their businesses are hurting. If you're looking for ways to support people or spend money downrange, Starling Marine is a great example of that, or Ugly Stick, who sells Grady White boats. I mean, these folks are all people that have poured everything they have into F3 and caring for their community, and are examples of just true high impact men making an influence in their community. So, it's definitely more than a workout. That's why a lot of our hashtags say more than a workout, because it's not that. We're here to make a difference. We're not here long, and we can't take it with us. So, let's make the best of the time we have here.
Brother, it's been my honor to host you on the roundtable this week, and I everybody's in COT this week, and maybe we could say an extra prayer for the teams going down range every single week. Keep everybody safe, and I think the other one, if you hear this call and you want to get a hold of Borland and get involved, we live in a world where there's a lot of opportunity to get involved right now. Between the two different storms and the recovery from those, but there will be other things. And so if you hear this and you know it's time to get inspired and do something, get a hold of Borland. We'll get you on the list. We'll put you to work somewhere. So, Borland, thanks again. Thanks for all the hard work. Thanks for organizing these legions of high-impact men, making a difference in their communities. And to all of you, have a great, safe weekend. Get after it, and I'll talk to you next week. See you, Borland.
Bye.
Bye.